Hello?
Hello, Audio Collective. It's Jeff from World Bridges Livewire.
One second. Okay.
To which member of the Audio Collective do I have the pleasure of speaking?
Hi, this is Dave.
Hey, Dave.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
What's going on in Michigan?
In Michigan, it's a little cold out today, but not much going on at all, really.
Are you working on I listened to the Momcast. Are you working on the next podcast yet?
Yeah, actually, that's what I was sitting down at the computer to start doing. We recorded it all, but I have to edit a few things out that were, you know, boring.
We actually don't have anyone listening in right now, so I'm going to invite you back when we actually have listeners who can ask you questions, but for now it's just me asking you questions. For people who might not know about Audio Collective, what can you tell them about it?
Well, it's a podcast where we just kind of do random things, kind of. We do lots of sound scene tours, which is basically an audio-guided tour of areas or just getting audio from different places, and then we just talk about, you know, stuff that goes on throughout the week, stuff that happens here in Michigan.
How did you get into podcasting?
I was actually looking to do an online radio show myself with my friend, and we got it started, but it just didn't seem to work out very well. So we decided to, instead of do it as a streaming show, we would do it as a podcast.
What kind of radio show were you thinking of?
Well, originally we were thinking about music and just kind of a variety of, like, different styles of music, and then also, like, NPR-type segments where we have features and stuff like that. But that seemed to be a little bit too much to take on, and we didn't know all the legal ramifications of the show, so.
How were you thinking of streaming it?
For a while, we did have a Shoutcast stream, a test Shoutcast stream, but, yeah.
All right, well, we're looking for people to host different shows, so if ever you're interested in giving it a shot, we'll be glad to share the server a bit.
That would be cool.
Now, I think one of the questions that most people ask about different podcasts is, do you have your own T-shirt?
Yes, we do. We have lots of T-shirts, actually. Actually, I feel kind of dorky right now, because I'm... The only T-shirt I had that was clean is the one that we just got.
How many T-shirts did you order?
Well, we didn't order too many because we actually have them online. If you go to our website, you can find T-shirts. I designed the T-shirt, and it's actually a little diagram of how podcasting works. So,
and you cool. You mentioned, I think, in the podcast that it benefits. What other site?
For the T-shirts, it benefits Podcast Alley. It's one of the biggest forums for podcasters to talk about things and for other people to find out about podcasting.
And how does that work? How do they benefit from a sale of your T-shirt?
Well, the person who runs Podcast Alley also runs the company called Shirts by Mail, and he's offering services to podcasters and other people, and they'll make your shirt and sell it for you online and give you part of the profit.
Well, that's a very cool idea.
Yeah, it's cool.
When did you first start listening to podcasts?
Probably around January, maybe December of last year or the beginning of January, around then.
And how many podcasts do you listen to a day?
Oh, wow. It depends. I mean, I have, like, quite a few podcasts that I subscribe to, depending on how many come out a day, maybe two or three a day.
Yeah,
some of them are shorter, some of them are longer.
I just discovered them myself, like, within the past month, and I'm still kind of getting oriented, and it's kind of overwhelming, because there's so many of them out there, and it just takes time to get to know them all.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you see Audio Collective evolving?
Well... We started off, we were kind of, you know, new to it, trying to get our setup all set up. And we kind of have things down a little better now, and we're just trying to experiment with some different features in the show and different things that we can do, how we can get people involved with our show. Like, that's what I really like about these live shows is you have lots of people who can actually participate in your show, which I think is really cool.
Which you've done a lot more than most podcasts is you've used Skype mm-hmm. during the podcast, right?
Yeah, we have. We've done that a little bit with the Ponder Place, and that's something that we'd like to utilize some more. I have another friend who does another online radio show. I don't know how big compared to radio shows it is, or streaming shows. It's called No Holds Barred Radio. I don't know if you've heard of that. But
I haven't heard of that one, no.
Yeah, it's cool, but I don't know. It's just not my thing, content-wise.
Which is the cool thing about podcasting is you get to do your thing.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so... I had a question. Like, what exactly is your show about? I've been listening to it for a couple of days, and
you actually listened to it?
I did.
It was you. You were the one who listened. Hey, cool. Thanks.
Yes.
World Bridges is actually an idea I had since I first saw Real Player 1.0 when I just started thinking about, oh my God, everyone's going to have their own radio show. And so I started envisioning this webcasting network where, I mean, the focus that I'm personally most interested in pursuing is kind of the cultural exchange stuff. People from different parts of the planet kind of connecting. I've been teaching English overseas for the last 10 years, and I've just come back to the States. And so I'm also very interested in a lot of the educational possibilities and using this as a medium for people learning English as a foreign language. So that's kind of the personal kind of shows I'd like to produce. But World Bridges itself could be a vast network of all sorts of cool live streaming shows.
Wow, that's really cool. Yeah, with podcasting, like, we've kind of, well, with my show and a couple other shows, we've kind of developed our own little online community where the shows kind of reference each other. And we have people from a couple places in the United States and in England, and that's pretty cool.
It really is. It's overwhelming when you start thinking about the possibilities and how it can change how so much goes on in a society. It's a big wow.
Right, yeah. It's great that people can just, you know, hook up their computers and communicate with each other so freely.
When you record a Skype call, do you have to use a USB microphone?
No. No, you don't.
No. For some reason, as I was... Really? So you're able to record the incoming audio and the outgoing audio. Do you have, like, two sound cards, or...?
What I do is probably a little different. I record, like... Well, I mix it using... Well, I'm using a PC, and I mix it using, like, the mixer thing in the PC, and then microphone out, or the line out, of the computer, I just record onto a recording device.
Hmm. Do you have a background in audio? Because your audio sounds pretty sharp.
Yeah. I've been doing recording for probably about 6 or 7 years now.
In that case, I'll probably be emailing you lots of audio questions.
Absolutely.
I would
be glad to answer, and that's what I like to do.
Great. So can you give us a little bit of a teaser for the upcoming podcast?
Oh, yes. For the upcoming podcast, Corey and I went out on the town, and we discovered a place where, well, actually, we're going to call it Studio B. It's kind of our second studio, our studio away from home, and that's where we're going to have a few more podcasts based from. And also, we kind of went on a little sound scene tour of a concert that our friends were playing with a band from Japan.
Sounds very cool. I'll look forward to tuning in. And if you want to start playing around with the idea of doing something live, let me know. We'll stay in touch.
Absolutely. That'd be great.
All right. Well, very cool talking to you, Dave. Look forward to next time.
Yeah, absolutely. Have a good time.
All right. Thanks a lot. Bye. Yeah.